Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black bringing the Good News Show to you. And I want to tell you this is our one-year anniversary, so we are very excited. We're going to have a special show for you this morning. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being loyal listeners and allowing us to continue this show and for us to reach our one-year anniversary. So stay tuned, buckle up, and get ready to hear the most treasured moments from our past year, from the year 2008. We are going to show you or let you listen to clips of what we thought were some of the very important messages. We couldn't include everybody, but what we did is we took from a group of clips, we took the ones that we thought were the most important that we wanted to share with you. So stay tuned. And I just want to say that I am on air with Sherry. Are you here today, Sherry?
I'm here. Good morning, everybody. And yes, this is a very exciting day for us because it's been 1 year. And we have so many memories that we can take a look back on. And yeah, as Patty said, we've put together a really nice clip of the important moments that we wanted to share with you that we thought were really a few interesting things that we all need to hear again. So we compiled it all into one show so that you would be able to have the best of the best. And I just wanted to let you know our first show was we talked about what thoughts become things. And, you know, we also talked about we are the creator of our lives. And, you know, we believe that what we can see, we can achieve. What we can feel, we can achieve. Yes, we can have and take action and believe that we will receive it. The thoughts that we choose to think are really important, what we say. And that was what we talked about on our first show. And we talked a lot about gratitude, which we continue talking about in a lot of our shows. Because gratitude is what the world is made of. And, you know, our reactions are driven by our emotions. And then it motivates us to become successful. And we can be in all areas of our life. So that was like the beginning for us. And then we continued on with so many great things. We did the series on living your life large, which we'll talk a little bit more about that later.
Right. Let's listen to Bob Proctor from The Secret. Let's listen to, I have two clips from him because he kind of confirms what we had talked about in our first show.
It's like The Secret. You know, I was fortunate enough to be in that movie, and it has impacted probably 200 to 300 million lives worldwide. It's all over the world. It's a phenomenon. And it's made people aware of the law of attraction, but that's where it stopped. And it doesn't show people how to become aware of how the law of attraction works, how their life is governed by it, what other laws are there, you know, and what are we talking about laws? How does this work? Because when we start to understand it, we really take control over our life. Right now, CNN, Fox, the USA Today, your local newspaper, they're mostly telling you the way the economy is, but that doesn't have to be the way your economy is. We have free will, and we've got the ability to create our own economy.
I love that part. I know ever since I've heard that show, I'm walking around saying, just because the world or the country's in a recession, I'm not in a recession. And I have prospered. I have gained new clients faster than I've ever been able to. So it's really a frame of mind, Sherry, where you just, you know, it's like he's so on point with that. Just because this is happening doesn't mean you have to go through it. And let's listen to the next clip with Bob Proctor.
The law of vibration decrees that nothing rests. We live in an ocean of motion. If we look at the wall that's beside us, that wall is moving. It appears to be still, but we've really got a perception problem because the wall is moving. It's moving so fast it appears to be still. If we looked at it through a microscope, we would see it moving. It's a mass of energy and a high speed of vibration. Well, that's the same as our body. Our body is a molecular structure. It's a mass of energy and a very high speed of vibration. Now, the only thing that you can attract to you are those things that vibrate in harmony with you. Most people and our thinking controls our vibration. most people are thinking of what they don't want. And so they're magnetized to it. They're attracting it. Now, they don't understand this. And then when you tell them about it, they say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you should ask them, what do they believe? And they really don't know. We believe that we're playthings for outside forces. That's the way we're raised. We're raised to live through our senses. We're not raised to use our higher faculties. And that's got to change. But it's only going to change when we decide it to change.
That's true. And what you put out there is what you get back. So if you're putting out positive energy, you're getting positive energy back. And if you're putting out negative, or if you're in the worry channel, get off the worry channel. Get back into positive channel.
So that was our high-profile guest from last year. That was Bob Proctor, and we wanted to share that with you. Now, moving on, throughout the year, Sherry and I were reflecting back, and we were thinking about the Living Large series and what we did with that. And it was an 8-week series that it was – Living Large is not about how many things you have, how many cars you have, how many houses you have. It's about living in the moment and being the essence of your day, living life full and enjoying every moment that you are awake. And that was – through the series, you were able to get closer and closer to living in this state of mind or state of being. So I want to mention that the Living Large series has been converted to an audio CD set, so you can order that. All you need to do is go to send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GOODNEWSSHOW. @yahoo.com, and you can place that order through us, or you could always call us at 772-361-3333. Now, having mentioned that, let's move on to...
I just wanted to add one thing about the Living Large series. We talk about getting excited about your life and being unstoppable, and that was beautiful. So that's just wanted to add that.
Thank you, Sherry. That series was an 8-week series, and throughout it, we were talking about acceptance and change, and in just a moment we're going to bring Chris Jackson on, who had talked about a formula where he uses the 4 R's. But before doing that, do you have the list of each week for the Living Large series, Sherry?
Yeah, I do. We talked about devoting yourself to your true purpose. Once you find your true purpose, you can move forward. And then we talked about following your heart's passion. And, you know, believing, and the tools that we use to find out what is your heart's passion.
What is your passion? So step 2 is finding your passion.
And then step 3 was believing in yourself. And, you know, once you believe in yourself, if you believe, all things you can achieve. And then we talked about being prepared for challenges. You know, you may have a plan A, but how do you handle plan B? Or plan C or plan D. So we talked a little bit about that. And then we talked about have a core group of supporters. That is so important. You want to have cheerleaders in your life that are going to cheer you on to your next achievement and to your successes, and the people in your life that are there for you. We also talked about looking for creative solutions. You know, we don't have problems anymore. We have challenges. And then we have solutions. So we have to live in the solution of everything that's going on in our life. And we talked about finding creative solutions. And then we talked about being centered no matter what the challenge is. That was a really great one because it talks a little bit about the things I love to talk about, which is meditation and prayer. So that was it. That was what we talked about each week. And as Patty says, it's available, and you just need to ask us for it.
Now, the great part about that series is we interviewed somebody every week after we talked about the topic. We interviewed somebody that was well-informed in a master of the topic. So it's a great series, and we encourage you to check it out. So moving on, acceptance and change. Let's listen to Chris Jackson, who has this great formula.
There's a formula that I use, and sometimes more effectively than others, but it's called the 4 R's. And the first R is relax. And if someone comes to me and they're in a challenge or they're a dilemma, they're seeking support, advice, or the answer to a question. As simple as it sounds, I just say, start by becoming aware of your breathing and just try to relax your body, because it's from a place of relaxation that we can begin to move into a place of the second R, which is release. In other words, the ability to let go of our attachment to fear, to shame and guilt. Shame and guilt are, if there was a devil, shame and guilt are the devil. And shame and guilt will never bring us peace. So if we can just breathe into those experiences and ask ourselves to release them to the best of our ability. Because once we're relaxed, once we've released doubt, fear, shame, and guilt, then we can receive what I call revelation, the third R. And revelation is the right answer. You see, we operate under the illusion that we must go to people and to resources outside of ourselves to know what to do, to find the answer, to make the right move, to dance the right dance. And that is a fallacy. There is a power inside of us that will without effort, once we're relaxed and once we've released, it will without effort reveal right answers. It will without effort give us ideas for new ways of being and new things to do and perfect and right solutions. And then out of that third R of revelation comes my favorite part. The first three R's are, I think, the most difficult. But the fourth is revolution. You know, what we need on this planet right now and what we need in our personal lives is nothing less than a revolution of thought.
That was really great. You know, also, when you're coming from love and you're opening up your heart, you're able to come from love and not fear. And going along with what Chris was saying, it's in the stopping and taking a look and being quiet with yourself and being able to sit with yourself and come from that place of center and come from that place of acceptance and opening up your heart.
So that's the four R's: relax, release, revelation, and revolution. That's really great stuff. So, Sherry, sometime earlier last year, we wound up on a cruise. And this is where the Good News Show brought us. We went on a cruise called A Taste of Health Cruise, and we went there to not only learn about healthy lifestyle tips, but to meet some of the top people who come together to discuss living healthy and positive lifestyles. And on that cruise, we met many people. The cruise is hosted by Sandy Pukel in Miami, Florida, and they go have this once a year, but I understand they're going to be doing it twice a year. On the cruise, we met Jessica Porter, who is an author, and she has books about macrobiotic cooking and correlates the macrobiotic diet to a healthy lifestyle.
Right, and her last, well, not her last book, but her book that really got us going was The Hippie Chick's Guide to Macrobiotics. It really breaks it down and makes it simple and puts some fun in it, because we learned a lot about, we came off that cruise and we didn't know what to eat. We were so much information, but it was such good information because it heals, and it's a healing formula for eating and for, you know, different things within our bodies that need some redirection. So we had a great time on the cruise, and we recommend that highly. And Sandy Pukel does that Taste of Health cruise very often, and he's going on another one very soon.
So we basically learned that what you bring into your body, what you eat, has a lot to do with how you're feeling, the type of lifestyle that you have. And there is a lot of information, and what you need to do is, when you have the information, find out what works for you. But it also has a lot to do with your balance, your emotional balance and your physical balance. So let's listen to Jessica.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, I it's going to sound very facile when I say it, but I cooked once for Patsy Ramsey. who was JonBenet Ramsey's mother, and it was a very interesting time because it was right after that whole thing went down, meaning the death of her daughter, and she was in an absolute state. She was completely sedated, and she was a very interesting woman, Patsy Ramsey, and she herself had gone through a cancer issue before she passed away, I mean, years before JonBenet died. And the reason I bring her up is that she asked one of the most interesting questions anyone has ever asked me, because people often come to McElroy, people say, well, what about stomach issues? What about leukemia? What about this? What about, you know, my weight? What? And they ask from all these symptomatic places. And Patsy Ramsey, when we had lunch together, and I only cooked for her once, but it was an interesting experience, she said, so does macrobiotics cure everything? And I hesitate to use the word cure because you can actually get into like practicing medicine with a license. But what she saw is that if the body is in that dynamic state of health, in that dynamic state of balance, no physical or even emotional or spiritual issues should dominate. So absolutely, someone coming to the macrobiotic diet with digestive issues, I would recommend, unless they have what's called celiac disease or, you know, a genetic gluten intolerance, the diet has a lot of grain in it that might have a lot of gluten in it, which can be difficult for people with that issue. But otherwise, absolutely, it brings the body to center, and all sorts of crazy stuff that we're handling topically, like use this cream or take this shot or you need steroids, all that stuff, if you bring the body. And we were, you know, the topic today I know is centering. So physiologically, if you bring the body back to center, things disappear.
That's so true. And, you know, so if you living your life in a conscious state of mind and practicing ways of being that are centering us, you know, I know for me, I need to eat healthy, exercise, and practice my spiritual principles. And we also need to develop a compassionate heart towards ourselves and others, and also give ourselves the permission to get our needs met. When we get in touch with what our needs are, we can become truer to ourselves and stand up for who we are and what we want for ourselves.
That's so true, Sherry, and it was really nice meeting Jessica Porter and just learning more about a healthier lifestyle. And that evolved us into the next series, which was How to Live a Healthy Lifestyle. So if you go back into the archives, first you'll see the Living Large series, and then after that you'll see How to Live a Healthier Lifestyle. And it's amazing that this evolved out of going on this Taste of Health cruise. Prior to the cruise, I really didn't understand the differences between veganism, vegetarianism, being a macrobiotic person, being a raw foodist, and compared to just trying to stay on a healthy diet in itself. There are many, many, many different resources out there to learn about food and eating and how it applies to your body and your life. So we also had a beautiful, very talented artist on. Her name is Eileen Seitz, and this woman is perfecting her art and is evolving as she is here with us in South Miami. And I just wanted to play a little clip, Sherry, because she's such a beautiful person, and this, when you hear this, you'll understand what type of woman she is, and I think everybody could apply this into their life.
So I started learning how to listen. Pay attention. And when I'm doing all these art shows, I talk to a lot of people at times, and I don't know what my job really is, if it's painting or talking, because because people turn around in my booth and go, oh, my God, what did you just do to me? I feel so good. Walk out of here, and I thought, wow, I never saw it like that before. So I learned that what we see on the outside is many times the exact 180-degree opposite of what's going on in the real world. And if we can just flip it, you know, flip what's going around. If you have an issue, just flip it, turn it around, and it always seems to be the correct way to behave and to follow after you're going through any kind of problematic situation.
Yeah, and that's, you know, when you just are able to listen and listen to your inner voice, when your inner voice is speaking louder to you than the chatter in your mind, in your head, then you know that you're on the right track, because you're able to really listen to what's going on and to be able to go to that place of knowing and being. And Eileen was great. She's, you can look her up on her website, EileenSites.com, and I highly recommend that. She's a wonderful person and great to see some of her artwork.
She's great. I've talked with her, and it's really about awareness. When you have keen listening skills, listening to yourself, listening to the outer world, you're really you're brought back to an awareness, which helps you really live fully, live in the now, because you're aware of who you are, what you are, and what's happening, and to the best of your ability. So that was really great. I also want to make another mention to another artist, Susie Q, who's also the owner of Natural Awakenings magazine in Broward County, Florida. Susie Q is a fabulous artist and also a great gentle person to know. She was acting as a part sponsorship for the Good News Show and had a couple of things in her magazine for the Good News Show, which really helped bring more listeners, and it really helped get the word out. So I just want to let you know a little more about who Susie is. I have two clips here.
Well, we'd like for you to just introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about what you do.
Well, I am the owner and producer of local magazine of Natural Awakenings for Broward County. And Natural Awakenings is a healthy living, healthy planet magazine. Mm-hmm. It's a resource magazine. And I'm also an artist.
And a great artist.
What kind of artist? That's my second clip, Sherry.
Okay.
Call environmental event art, and I will find places that I can go or get invited to places where I end up setting up my canvas, a blank canvas, and I work with acrylics, and I invite people to add to the painting and co-create paintings with an audience or with participants or, you know, different events, corporate events, nonprofit events. I've gone to the Museum of Science and Discovery on Earth Day for a couple of years in a row. And then, of course, I have my studio paintings as well, where I just, you know, paint by myself. But they're environmental paintings. They're paintings that are talking about quantum thinking. Thoughts are things. You know, we get to create our own reality.
That's beautiful, and so much fun to do that. So I highly recommend looking Susie up also and find out where she is and go and put your dot on her artwork.
That's well put, Sherry. So throughout the year, we gathered more people to interview, and the show evolved, and now we have met our one-year anniversary. But I have a clip from our very first show, and it defines the purpose of the show. So let's listen to Sherry and Patty on the first show.
Good morning, listeners. I am so excited and enthused about bringing the Good News Show to you live from Miami, Florida. This is Patty Black, and I am back. When you wake up in the morning and put on the news, what do you hear? You hear tragedy. You hear stories. You hear things that just make you feel sad. They make you feel heavy. What's that about? How did that evolve? I don't really know. Who wants to change their positive vibration the first thing in the morning, or any time of the day, as a matter of fact? So what I'm doing here is I am bringing you a Good News morning chat show so that people can share positive messages. They can share good news. They can talk about things that make them feel happy and good inside. Today I have my co-host, Sherry, who is going to share some of her experiences in life, share some things that have made her turn her life around so that she can feel positive and just live in a joyful and peaceful state every day. Good morning, Sherry. Are you with us?
I am. Good morning, Patty, and good morning to our listeners. I'm going to just share a little bit about myself and why I know that I have something to give to our listeners. I come from a place of many challenges and struggles through the years. And you know what? I've learned how to change the way I look at things. Because if I change the way I look at things, the things I look at change.
So let's pick that apart, Sherry. First of all, I think I had a very bad cold.
Where was my voice in the beginning?
And then we had a little technical problem because I really didn't know how to get your microphone on that day. And then... The little pink in the middle of everything was you kicking your coffee cup on the floor. And that was our welcome into this brand new show. And
what we have learned is when you're doing a live show, things happen. Life happens. And then you have to redirect and rechange and refocus. And it's been, we have had challenges where we were 2 minutes from showtime and the phones weren't working. And with my technical director here, we pulled it together. So it's been great learning how to handle this this talk show, and a lot of fun, an awful lot of fun. And I think we have one of our very big supporters that has called in.
That is calling in, and I'm going to see if I can bring. I think we do, but before that, I want to take this moment to say happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary to you too. Looking forward to many more.
Me too. Little did you know that day I asked you to be my co-host that we'd be doing this a year later. So.
I had no idea.
And it's been great. Okay, let's see. Welcome to the Good News Show. Who do we have on air with us?
This is Nancy Figueroa in California.
Hi, Nancy. You are our number one supporter. I know you listen to our show every week, and you give me some great feedback. It's great, you know. You're always there listening. You talk to me and tell me what you like. You are such a great support. Thank you for calling in on our 1 year anniversary.
Happy anniversary!
Thank you.
Oh, cool. How cool is that? It's just too cool.
It's very cool. We have our next year is going to be very exciting. So stay tuned with us, and you're going to have a lot of surprises. We have a fabulous year ahead of us, and a lot of good high profile guests booked. So
thank you so much for calling in, Nancy. Is there one thing that you'd like to say to our listeners about how this show has impacted your life? Are you there with us?
Hello? Yeah, I lost you for a second.
Oh, I was saying, is there something you'd like to tell our listeners about how this show has impacted your life?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, your little quotes and everything keep me thinking all day in such a positive direction. And sometimes when I'm doing something, my mind actually reverts back to the show and what was said on it. It's a very good... It's great to wake up to that in the morning and you focus on what you say and your quotes are very, very knowledgeable. I put you right up there with Gandhi.
Oh, I like that. That's just a little bit of pressure now for my second year. But I'll take it. Anyway, thanks for calling in, Nancy. We're going to get on with our
bye
show.
Bye.
So
bye-bye.
Have a great
Happy
day.
Happy anniversary. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Wow, it's really just great having listenership. There's a lot of love shared, a lot of camaraderie, and you know, it's still growing. People want to hear positive stories, healthy lifestyle tips, and they want to hear good news. You know, it just opens up people's eyes when we talk about the show, and the reaction they give is just like people are craving it, and they want to hear it, and they want to be a part of it. You know, it's like. You know, it's like, what a great concept, people say. It's like, wow, I didn't think of that, you know, because they're bombarded with all of this other negativity that they see on TV and on news shows. So
it is, and I had get so many people that said, "Well, it is such a great show. When are you going to take it mainstream?" So we're open for that. And I do want to mention our mantra that we had in the very beginning, and it was live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly.
Lots of people love that.
Yeah. And later on, I will tell you our new mantra that we moved on to for the second part.
Okay, so let's talk about our next clip. It's going to be Rosemary DiFaria.
I found that Rosemary had some things that she said that I just listened over and over to. So I definitely wanted to bring her on to this best of, and so that you could hear her also. And she talked a lot about this is the beginning of the new year, and we need to hear that. So let's bring her on.
I am a psychotherapist. I have been in practice 17 years. I have an office in Miami, and I have what I call a psychospiritual practice, meaning that I do both traditional therapy, but I also work from a spiritual perspective, combining both mediums. So I do energy work, I do Reiki, I also do traditional therapy, I do EMDR, which is a technique that is used with a lot of survivors of trauma, and trauma being one of my areas of specialty. So I'm very blessed because I do the work that I love, which, you know, is a wonderful thing that I can get up and do the work that I enjoy every day.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
That is a blessing. So tell us a little bit about what you're dealing with your clients now, coming into the new year and the changes.
Yes. Well, you know, I was sitting this morning in meditation and thinking, what do I need to say today? And what came to me is that we are at such a powerful time in our nation, thinking about, you know, what's happening over the next couple days, that we have our president-elect moving into office. And, you know, it's a time, I think, for him, as for all of us, of doing this inventory, of taking a look back at what has not worked and what needs to be released and what new things need to be implemented here. You know, his mantra is, yes, we can, and that it's time for change. And every time you hear an interview, you know, people are curious. What are you going to do, and what are you bringing in, and how are you going to fix this and address this? And I thought, you know, this is such an interesting paradigm and such an interesting template that we can each take into our own lives, right? Because we can follow this model. How many times, we just celebrated the new year, how many times do you hear people saying, okay, my New Year resolution is going to be I'm not going to eat as much, or I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to exercise more, or I'm going to quit smoking, or this, or this, or this, or this. And that's wonderful. You know, we do need to be healthy. But my perspective on that is, you know, we need to dig a little deeper. We need to figure out what the underlying cause is of these physical manifestations. And I rarely hear someone say, okay, well, this year, you know, my New Year resolution is going to be I'm going to really focus on my emotional wellness or on my mental health. It's usually on some kind of external behavior-oriented thing. And that's what we do in our society, right? We are doers. We feel that we have to be always doing, tap dancing, moving, because somehow that's going to get us closer to the answer, to the solution.
Well, I found that Rosemary had such great information, and I just really enjoyed hearing what she had to say once again. So
she was on twice last year.
She was, yes.
Yeah, that was good stuff, good stuff. So, Sherry, our next clip that we're going to be playing is a special guest that we had throughout the year several times, and the reason being was she was requested by our listeners. Everybody wanted to know, where's Zena? When's Zena coming back? So I want to play this clip because Zena's show, she had a full show once, and where we interviewed her for the entire show. And her show is the most listened to show out of the year. So we want to just honor that a little bit. I don't have the number of times that it was listened to, but it was the most listened to show out of the year. So let's bring
And I just want to add one more thing about this special guest of ours, who is my sister, and I've had years and years of her specialness in my life, and we were so happy to have her with us. So we're ready to hear Zena now.
It is Zena, Sherry's sister.
And Zena, one thing about you, you are living your life large. Tell our listeners what you mean when we say change the channel.
Well, you know, we can take a look at things in, you know, negativity. I can't do this, or if things aren't going to happen, or, you know, any of these negative thoughts that go on in our head. And, you know, I can say it to my sister, she can say it to me, you know, like, Sherry, that's how we do things. And when we say change the channel, it's like, just change it. Like, great things are happening today. Great things are going to happen. I can do this. You know, it's our words, our thoughts, our words are what create our reality. And we are in control of, you know, we have no control over people, places, and things, but we have control over how we talk it to ourselves, the words that we say, the positive affirmations that we say to ourselves. And these are the things that create our reality.
Mm-hmm.
So just change the channel when you hear something and great things happen. You know, it's like, I'm going to have a great day today. Not like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen today. I don't know. I mean, You know,
when you wake up in the morning, you want to know, am I going to have a great day? Where's the joy in my life? So you wake up every morning and have the joy in your life. And, you know, you start every day, do I want to be happy or do I want to be right? And we talked about starting our day with having positive affirmations and writing down gratitude lists and starting with, like, reading a spiritual, motivational daily calendar. That's another great thing to do. And so there's a lot of great things that we talked about throughout the year. And you can go on to any one of our shows. And I always tell people to bring a pencil and paper because there's going to be some things you want to jot down and you want to remember.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what do we have next, Patty?
Sherry, we are down to our last clip.
Oh.
I have enjoyed the show a lot. I hope all of our listeners have enjoyed listening to it as much as I've enjoyed bringing it to them. And the clip is going to be Galexis. Galexis is channeled through
Ginger.
And it's Galexis has insight to what's going to happen with the Good News Show. So I want to play that, and let's see if we can bring it in.
And may I ask a question?
Yeah, please.
Okay, we created the Good News Show to provide a nucleus for people to go to for good news, positive stories, and healthy lifestyle tips. And it's designed to attract people and help them get a positive vibration. Do you see this as being part of that big shift globally?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. You see, you may not, on a personal level, recognize the level of impact you're having with this show. You see, this show may seem to reach only a few people here and there, or whatever the audience level may be, up and down and all around. And yet, we want to point out that for you personally, as in this particular show, you have a mission for yourself, which is to uplift yourself, to get yourself out of the crap, out of the chaos, out of the gloom and doom, and lift yourself into the joy of your own being, to celebrate yourself. And this show is the way that you share that, so that this then becomes part of your global work, part of your global mission, so that you can touch others and you can see, almost say it, the light turning on out there. Any time that you lift a person, every time that you give them encouragement, every time that you can hint towards them a beautiful dream, every time you can support their expression of who they are and their seeking their dream, any time that you lift a person, any time that you create an energy of joy or of light, you are doing a global mission. You are doing a purpose, and that is beyond your personal mission. You're doing something of a grander vision. And when you do this grander vision, even if it appears to be small, even if you only do it one-on-one, you may not be aware of the incredible significance that you are having. You are not aware of how many ripples of light that will spread out from you and touch people. You have no clue who they are, people on the other side of the planet, or people who never listen to the show, but get the ripple. You see?
Wow, thank you. That's good news.
Yeah,
that certainly was
good. Everyone is listening to see their own vision this way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that what you're doing is insignificant at all. Anything that you do out of love, out of upliftment, is an incredible vibrational raiser, and you are doing, divine work.
Sherry,
and that
have...
comes from Alexa. Great. We have a minute for my new mantra.
We have 2 minutes remaining, and I do want to hear the new mantra.
Okay, it is, do what makes you happy. Look at what gives you joy. Listen to what lifts your spirit. And speak to those who warm your heart. I do want to say just one thing, a little bit about, spend time alone every day. You know, open up your arms to change. But don't let go of your values. Remember that silence is sometimes the best answer. I'm a big believer in not overthinking things, because I think within stillness there are answers. And give a good honorable life. Then when you get older and think back, you will be able to enjoy it a second time. And in loving atmosphere in your home is the best foundation for living your life. In a disagreement with loved ones, deal only with the current situation. Don't bring up the past. Share your knowledge. It is a way to achieve immortality. And once a year, go someplace where you've never been before. And remember that the best relationship is the one which your love for each other exceeds your need for each other.
Wow, what a way to close out the last year. Sherry, thank you, thank you, thank you. Listeners, you can see the show online at www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. You can also sign up with iTunes and download the show right into your MP3 players. So learn how to do that. Take us on the go. Spread the word. And we are looking forward to having you here with us next year. We're going to just have a lot of fun. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. And
thank you, everybody. And next week, we have a great topic, a eat clean, healthy diet with Tasha Reno. So don't miss next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.